Hey everybody, it's great to be here with you. Thank you for joining us, the Save Your Life Community Outreach Podcast. Tonight we're doing something a little different. We have Megan Burke with us, we have Hannah Arledge-Turan with us, and we have Sandy Studer with us. And we're going to talk a little bit and just kind of have a open forum of things that we want to talk about and how things are going in our world. And we're also going to be playing a game called Sequence. So, you know, just to get a little bit of an idea, a couple weeks ago we talked with Hannah Arledge-Turan and talked to her about her wrestling. And unfortunately, Hannah's wrestling this year is no longer going to happen because she has an injury to her knee, but she will be back better than ever this next year. So we're going to take a break and we'll be back with our first episode. We're going to get to see who Megan Burke is and talk a little bit about her. So we'll be back in just a minute. Well, here we are. We're sitting at the table and everybody say who you are as we go around the table here. Who we got with us?
Hannah.
You got to talk a little louder, dear.
Hannah.
Hannah who?
A.T.
That's right. Hannah, tell them a little bit about your leg, man.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Don't wrestle. Actually do. It builds character.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Yeah, I was telling them about your leg, Captain. And who else we got with us?
Sandy the Card Shark.
Ah, Sandy the Card Shark. And we've got...
Megan.
Yeah, you know, it's cool to have Megan here today with us. Megan has been a wonderful piece in our youth group. And we asked her to come over and join us tonight. Have some fun. I haven't seen Megan in a while, so... So tell us a little bit while you're playing this card game. We're gonna do this. I always like to do crazy things while we're doing stuff. So you know, Megan goes to school and she works for Walmart. And
yes, I do.
So tell us a little bit about what are you going to school for, Megan?
Currently, right now, I'm trying to get my Michigan trade agreement done so I can transfer to a 4-year university. I'd say probably about halfway there, just with my first year.
Because,
I took at least 12 credit hours both semesters. It depends on what classes you take also. I'm trying to be able to transfer to go to Western to study theater set design.
Theater set design. Yeah, well, I've seen some of your stuff, so you draw really well, and you got some... Sandy draws too, so you know you're a connoisseur of art, right? Go ahead, Hannah, it's your turn.
Yes.
So how is it working at Walmart, man? Do you like it?
Yeah, I actually really enjoy it. Although at times it can be very stressful because of my job, because I work in the online grocery pickup.
Oh.
So we're always constantly having to pick items throughout the day. Everything's time-based, kind of. Very fast-paced.
Oh, wow. So it doesn't make it as boring, huh?
No. It depends on the day. Some days are very slow. Some days are you're not getting a break, it feels like.
Yeah, that's... So what do you want to do with this degree that you're going to have? What can you do and what will you be able to do with this degree?
I think that once I finish my undergraduate, I'd have to go out to do a graduate program. I'd probably end up, I don't know, maybe going out to New York, trying to get out that way, hopefully. So one day when I
Broadway.
Really want to go to Broadway. But
yeah, cool.
All
cool.
Depends on what the future has to hold.
Well, I've known you for a while. I think you'll do pretty darn good. I think it'll be a great thing, and you know, But don't climb any ladders and then fall and hurt yourself like Hannah, you know.
I don't climb ladders.
Oh, you don't climb ladders.
I saw your Snapchat.
Sorry, I was looking at my
we're doing
a picture of you. You were looking at
we're doing a podcast here too, you know. You got to add some stuff in. You got any questions to ask? Megan?
Hey. Ciao.
What's up?
Yeah.
Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn. So
wait,
now...
Is it my turn?
No, it's Hannah's. Okay. No, it's mine. No, it's hers.
Yeah, it's mine.
It's hers. It's Hannah's. We're getting all crazy here. I'll tell you. You know what I really want to know, Buzz? I want everybody to talk about our spiritual journeys. Because, you know, being spiritual is very hard in these days. You know, it's a very hard thing. To be spiritual and to share that with other people. You know, everybody comes up and talks about how it's real hard. It's real hard to tell people that you're a Christian these days, because people don't, you know, I mean, Christianity and being a Christian has a real negative connotation to it, doesn't it?
Eat my butt.
Yeah, it does. It does a lot.
I mean, I have a real hard time, you know, with people that feel that way, because I feel that, you know, it's... A lot of times Christianity gets a bad rap, but then again, people, you know, you have to walk the walk if you're going to talk the talk. Exactly. You know, it's like you can't do what you do and expect to get, you know, want to be a set designer and expect to get all kinds of awards and everything if you can't draw a set.
Yeah.
And you can't tell people, oh, I'm a great set designer, and then you can't, you know, you can't prove it. Does that make sense? You know, so, I mean, be like me. If I said, oh, I'm a great ballet dancer.
You take ballet.
But you have never done ballet.
Right. It's the same thing. I mean, people don't want to trust others with being Christians, because nowadays people don't know what it is to be a Christian, I don't think, nowadays.
Well, I think it's a lot of what you see on media. A lot of it is around that.
Right. I think so too.
A lot of people see what's going on and what has been done, and it's like, doesn't really shine a good light.
No, it doesn't.
Not at all.
It does not. I mean, you know, how would you think that we would be able to change something like that? I mean, how?
I recently saw this thing of a bunch of, I don't remember exactly, but I think it was a group of Christians who went to a pride festival, and they were holding up signs that say, we're sorry, and they were apologizing for it.
Yeah, that was in the Philippines. I think I saw it, the same thing. They were saying how they were sorry that they mistreated people. That was kind of cool. I think that, you know...
I think it's a lot of... It's taking a step in the right direction to show that not everybody is like how we are portrayed.
Right. Right. Exactly. Wow, we get into these conversations. I love it. And then we stop playing the game. But Sandy, what do you think? What's an easy way for people to, you know, to not have people so, you know, dead set against Christians? I mean, you know, how do you show your spirituality to people? How do you show that you're a Christian to people?
It just goes back to what the Bible said, just treat others how you want to be treated. And it's most difficult when you're dealing with people that aren't nice and aren't Christian, but you still have to do it. It makes you a better person. It makes you be able to cope better.
Yeah, I agree. It's hard. It's, you know, it's a hard life when you've got so much hate. You know, I called it my rant. I did a rant on Facebook last week when I talked about people always want to talk about how their religious beliefs make it to where they don't want to help somebody or do something with somebody. And me, I'm a firm believer that don't blame it on your religious beliefs that you don't want to help somebody, because if you're a true Christian, Jesus wasn't that way. You know? Jesus wasn't that way. Jesus said, love everybody. He wasn't one of those that, you know, hated people. Because to me, if you don't like somebody, you don't like them because of you. You don't can't say, I don't like them because I'm a Christian. Because mm-hmm. What does it teach you? What should we be teaching and showing people? You know, it's easy. Show them love. I don't get it. Is there any other...
Missing a card?
Mm-hmm. No.
You should have 6 cards.
Okay, maybe I am missing a card. See, I told you we don't pay attention.
One card short of a full deck.
See, we don't pay attention and everything. But yeah. No, I it's been a real hard thing for me to try to share. You know, because you get hurt so easy. Mm-hmm. And then people want to just pigeonhole you into something.
Yeah, it's really hard to say anything nowadays without you being attacked.
Yeah.
Especially online.
Right, right.
I mean, just looking at social media influencers nowadays, they can't... All their videos are just raked with...
Yeah.
Hate.
Yeah, I know.
And it's for no reason.
Well, you know, and the Save Your Life outreach that I have, I mean, it's open for everybody. Everybody is welcome to be a part of this. And I like it. It's just trying to get people to come because, you know, they don't, you know, they're everybody's gun shy. Everybody's gun shy. What do you say, Hannah? How do you show your goodness? If you're not very spiritual or whatever, how do you show people? You know, I mean, you show more people. You're a better Christian than a lot of people who say they're Christian. So what do you do? What do you, you know?
I'm just nice to everyone that I encounter. Like, I don't think being mean is gonna like do anything good. So I just do me, and yeah.
You're that old adage of, you know, do unto others as you would have do unto you, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah.
Well, this game is really going good. I don't know. Sandy and I are on a team, and then Megan and Hannah are on a team, but we got a crazy looking board here, I'll tell you. We're really going at it here.
Going at it.
I'm trying to figure out what it is that we've got to be doing, but
you need to lose.
You know.
Yeah, what's this whole thing about not being mean to people? You don't think you need to lose?
I know. See how she is. You're being mean. You're being mean. And then, you know.
Did you hear me?
She's gonna be, you know, she's gonna be crazy and everything with us. That's all right. Well, every week we try to get together. This was the first time that I had 4 people here, and you know, if you've got anything that you'd like to hear us talk about, and if you have any suggestions or anything as you're listening to the podcast, you want to chime in, whatever, let us know. We're always glad. For those of you who are in Michigan, we have our Save Your Life outreach things at 8685 West Grand River in Brighton. We have one coming up on the 12th of June. And we're going to be there at 6:30. Bring a chair. We're going to be singing. We're going to be outside. If the weather's nice, we're going to be outside this week. We're going to be outside. We're going to sing. I think I'm going to bring the speakers and everything, and we're just going to sit out there and sing and have a good time and cook some hot dogs. Sandy's going to be cooking the hot dogs cuz she's the grill master, right, Sandy?
Sure. I've been many things.
Yes, and you're good at every single one of them. So, all right, everybody, if you've got anything, don't forget to check us out. Oh, and we also have The Adventures of Flat Jesus. Look them up on Facebook. Page is called Adventures of Flat Jesus. If you're interested, get on there, send me a private message with an email address, and I'll send you the Flat Jesus templates, and you can color them and take Jesus with you on your vacations this summer. And don't forget, SaveYourLifeOutreach.com changed up the website today a little bit, and, would love to have you guys be a part of it. Also, share this podcast. Let us know what you want to talk about. And now we will say goodnight. So everybody, say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Now I'm going to win this game.
Guten Tag.
Peace.
Guten Tag.